Here is the commentary for the Chapter 9 assignment. We're going to do a little bit of Bond research. And there are few free places to research Bond quotes that are as easy to use and as robust as there are places to search for stocks. And I think that's just because most bond investors are very well-heeled individuals who have plenty of cash and have their own broker to help them. Of course, that exception is the treasurydirect.gov, where you and I, the common people, can buy bonds, treasury bonds, at the same prices that the big boys and girls on Wall Street get. So one of the few places that you can find bond quotes is at FINRA. Huh? Who are they? That's the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority. And folks, it looks as though they're just using data from Morningstar, but I can't find the data on Morningstar, so maybe you have to sign up for Morningstar to get it at Morningstar's website. So FINRA is the entity that oversees brokerage firms, and you can check on your broker or your brokerage firm that you're interested in and see if there's any hanky-panky in their history. The bond quote page is a little tough to find. I tried finding it from the homepage, and I used to be able to do it, but I can't do it anymore. They keep making these pages worse and worse, folks. You used to use Yahoo, but that's completely destroyed. The bond search and the information on bonds is basically gone from Yahoo, which is sad. So check out FINRA, and there's a link on the class website or in Canvas. And you're going to find some information on Home Depot corporate bonds, on Ford corporate bonds, on Southwestern Community College corporate bonds. Now be careful, when you look for muni bonds, there are thousands of these things. There's lots of different Southwestern community colleges around the nation. Make sure you choose California. Make sure you choose municipal bond. You're going to have to scroll down to the advanced search section, which is just below the quick search section. And after you've done that, I want you to use Fidelity's system, which is actually pretty darn sharp, but you have to have a brokerage account to get individual issues, individual bond quotes. But you can get good data on the current treasury yields and corporates and muni bond yields. So we want you to do a little bit of research there and check out the spreads. Huh? That's the difference between a treasury bond and a corporate bond, between a treasury bond and a muni bond. And are the spreads narrow or wide? By the way, Fidelity is a very savvy investment company. They started out as a mutual fund company. They were the largest mutual fund company for decades until Vanguard surpassed them. But they didn't stand still, and now they have a huge brokerage arm, sister company, brokerage company. Well, just like Vanguard does, too. And they allow you to search for and purchase over 60,000 individual bonds. Pretty darn amazing. And then I want you to do a little search on stripped MBSs. Yeah, I know, it's just a silly name. You can look for stripped T's also. Stripped, and then the letter T, apostrophe S. And what are those? It's an interesting thing that they do with the bonds. And so do your best to search on them and think about whether you would want to buy those and whether you think they're a suitable investment for most investors. Do they actually understand what they're getting themselves into when they do this? Have fun with this. I hope you do. I hope you do. I know bonds are not as exciting as stocks, but they're very important.